standardizing the world is take away pounds and ounces. They've actually been banned. Also dropping BC and AD from our history books. So our history and democracy are being destroyed. It's very, very vital that our children are taught true history and the history of our nations. And all this has been achieved underneath a tissue, a fabrication of lies. I went out to Brussels and met some of the spin doctors. In fact, actually, at one stage in my life, about 10 years ago, I was offered a job as a spin doctor for the equivalent of the Republicans. I declined because I knew that when they lost the election, I'd probably get the blame. Anyway, they did lose the election. That was 97. But I wrote the manual to tell them how to do it, and they didn't read it, obviously. That's my excuse. But the spin doctors in Brussels, they actually wrote a memo to each other saying, well, we're going to have to hide the truth from the public. But one of them pressed the wrong button on his computer, and this message went out to the press of the world. So it was actually printed. So the way they think, the way they plan was revealed in that little flash. It was interesting. Try and tell the truth, and you may be in big trouble. Because they have a regulation that says damaging the reputation of the EU, which is what I'm trying to do, like giving this talk, is now a crime against the EU. Now, Mikhail Gorbachev, who is a one-world enthusiast now operating out of California, he is called the EU, the new European Soviet. And he should know. Again, things are done in secret, and politicians in public will deny what they're doing, just as your president will do. This is what Valéry Giscard d'Estaing, who is both the former president of France and of the EU, a big mover and shaker in the EU, this is what he said. Public opinion will be led to adopt, without knowing it, the proposals that we dare not present to them directly. They dare not tell people. If they said to you, we're going to abolish America, we're going to have common borders all around Mexico, Canada, and America, and you won't have any borders between your countries, not that you have already, but there's supposed to be. If they said that to you, let's put that to a vote, it would be about 99% against. So they won't put it like that, you see. They give you the soft sell. Well, you want to, they say something like, well, they told the Irish and the British, they said, well, you want to vote for jobs and prosperity and peace and happiness, don't you? Well, we vote for that. Okay, yeah, they've got you, you see, because it's the small print that no one ever reads that does the damage. They are actually abolishing your sovereignty. I never, ever thought it would happen to America, much less my own country. And I wear this not because I'm madly patriotic, though I am patriotic, but just to actually make a statement, you see, that I believe in the nation state. God set the boundaries of the nations, and these people who are conspiring to destroy the nation state are acting for Satan. They're agents of Satan, in my opinion. So that's where it all originates. People often say, well, who's organizing all this? I don't think it's organized by man. I think this is spiritual. Amen. This is the famous picture of Big Brother, inspired by the book by George Orwell, but who looked into the future and wrote a book called 1984. It's about a future totalitarian state where everyone is watched. Well, in Britain, we are watched 24 hours a day. And we are the most watched country in the world. We have one security camera for every 12 men, women, and children in the country. When we went out many years ago, our son and I, to make a video about all this, went right out into the country in Hampshire, nowhere important at all. We were looking up at one of these great big round cameras with the cameras revolved around inside. We were actually filming it, and then it started filming us. It was a very surreal, we got it on camera. It's a very surreal moment, actually. This was a scene from outside of our house. We took this without leaving our house from our front room window. Just opposite our house, here's the security cameras, and they're manned 24 hours a day. Well, we fooled them, we moved. So if when we get back from America, there's a new set of these right outside our door, I know I'm in trouble. Because we live in a cul-de-sac, no one goes by, so I know. But I don't think that was aimed at me. I mean, no one really has heard of me in well, they do actually, but that's another story. In fact, we do know that they keep an eye on us because I've done a couple of two-hour TV specials about all this, in which we were allowed the freedom to say what we like, amazingly. And they even asked me back when I got back from America, 2 days after I get back, but I said I couldn't do that. But anyway, we were allowed 2 hours to sort of say what we liked, and it went out on Revelation TV in Britain. And we took on the EU and exposed it. And the next day, the man that I did the program with, Bob Mitchell, who logged onto his website, he said, have a look. He said, I've got lots of hits from the European Union. So they were looking to see who these people were. So they certainly know about us now. This is the kind of camera you see in every back street in Great Britain, swiveling around and watching. We're not talking about major high streets. This is in back streets where people live, just like suburbs. And they're everywhere. Every town, every small town, every city in Britain has this control room. And they watch us 24 hours a day, and they can zoom in on anything that's happening. And the average person, they say, could be in Britain, anywhere in Britain, could be filmed on up to 300 closed circuit cameras in a single day. So you can come into Britain and be a TV star, you know. You don't have to do anything, just walk down the road, and sometimes I give them away. But most people, you know, it's interesting. You'd think there would be an outcry. Most people don't even notice them. I mean, you just take it for granted. And the latest thing is, and I'll be telling more about this on Saturday, the latest proposal, and I'm not making this up, this is absolutely true. It almost sounds like fantasy. There is a proposal now to put microphones into every camera to pick up conversations on the street. So think about that. Is that Big Brother or what? Well, they probably are, yes. Yeah, anyway, this is something called the Traffic Master cameras, and they watch every main road in Britain. Again, our son and I went into there. We actually filmed in this control room, and they watch every road in Britain and monitor all the traffic. Their cameras also take pictures of every number plate that goes by. There's also a proposal to link all the cameras together now, and all the number plates will be recorded so that every journey that everyone makes everywhere at any time will be recorded, logged, and kept for 3 years. So there won't be any secret movements, certainly not in front of our house. Again, motorists are being driven off the roads in much of Europe, certainly in Britain, and a lot of the laws are coming from the EU. So please note, this is in Britain. It's not a British crackdown, it's a European Union crackdown. We have to do as the European Union says, because their laws take precedence over our laws, just like there are already supranational laws for America, Canada, and Mexico, as Bob mentioned this morning. You see how it all dovetails together. They're laying down rules for road standards, bypassing our so-called parliament at Westminster. Yes, people do protest against all this. This was in the European Parliament, where Nigel Farage, again, there he is, the man I pictured earlier. These are members of the UK Independence Party. They've got 20% of the vote, by the way. It is worth voting for third party candidates sometimes. They got a lot of people elected in Britain. And they held up signs saying, we don't want to give up our sovereignty until we've had a referendum. We want to vote on this. And they made a big fuss. It's usually very calm in the European Parliament. Guess what? The TV cameras are switched off. This is not democracy. None of this was ever shown on television. Hardly anyone reported it. Big media kept it out of the press because most of them are pro-Europe. People don't want a United States of Europe. If you asked any nationality in Europe, they say, well, we want to exist in harmony. We want to trade with each other, but we don't want all our countries to be joined together. But that is what has happened. And any time people vote against it, whatever they vote, they all vote here, nine, nonnie, no, we don't want it. Thank you for a resounding yes, says the European Union. And they do it anyway. I thought that was a very telling, very accurate cartoon. Here is one of the people behind all this, who is the president of the EU at the moment. He's also the president of France, Nicolas Sarkozy. He came up with the idea of a Mediterranean Union, building on previously announced ideas. Now, the so-called EU Parliament didn't even discuss this, so that shows where the true power lies. The interesting thing about the Mediterranean Union is from this July, it brought in 12 more countries from Israel to Egypt, joining into the EU. So we've now got altogether 27 countries that are full members and 12 countries that are in this Med Union. They're not full members of the EU, but the EU is starting to have a lot of influence over them. And that was formally launched this July, not long ago. That's when they joined, 12 more members, including Israel. Now, those of us who are looking for We're not looking for it, but we know, if we study prophecy, that Antichrist will be the man who signs a 7-year peace treaty with Israel. The fact that the EU is so strongly linked into Israel is very significant, I think. So they'll be in a position to exert a lot of pressure on Israel. And that, of course, is the key to prophecy, Israel. Whatever happens in Israel is of vital importance. These show the countries that are now linked to the European Union, all around the Med here, going into North Africa, all the North African states, and they're